This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
This podcast is sponsored by MAM, the breastfeeding experts. Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by the lovely Hebe, who is a mummy to two, and we're going to talk about breastfeeding. Welcome Hebe, it's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So you have two little ones, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so I have Isla, she was two in January, and I have little Hallie, who is 4 months old.
Oh my gosh, 4 months.
Yeah, she's actually wow. here with us, so hopefully she doesn't make too much squealing.
Oh, that's fine. If she wants to join in, it is no problem at all. No problem. So if we talk about breastfeeding then, which is what we're going to chat about today, when you were pregnant with both your little ones, did you decide to breastfeed from the get-go? Was that the plan?
So it was literally the only thing that I wanted to do. I didn't prepare to do anything else. It was literally, I had my heart set on it. That was the aim.
Yeah, I think for the same with me, actually, especially with my first one, I was a little bit naive, I can't lie. And I did expect breastfeeding to just kind of happen. And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm going to breastfeed. I don't need any other plans, you know. And I guess I just was a little bit naive and I didn't do as much research as I probably should have done. But, you know, that's one of the things you look back and you realise when you were pregnant, you know, you don't really know much at the time. But so when your little ones were born then, how did breastfeeding happen for you? Did it work straight away? Did you struggle with it at first? What happened with your pregnancies, with your birth?
I think it's like you said, it's at first you just think it's just going to happen naturally, and I didn't do any research either. So with Isla's journey, it was a bit rocky at the beginning. My milk actually took 7 days to come in, so it was really stressful for that first week, and her latch wasn't right either. So we had cracked nipples, you know, it was really sore, and I ended up having to use nipple shields for about 2 weeks just to let my nipples heal a little bit. So then after that the journey was loads better, but I think it's definitely not as natural for some people as everyone makes out. I was crying most nights at the beginning. It is tough going.
And is that because the milk wasn't coming through, or because you felt like you wasn't doing it right? How was it in terms of, you know, when you're trying to breastfeed and it's just, you feel like it's not working, what wasn't coming together for you?
I think, well, the thing is because I didn't research anything, obviously latch is like the most important thing. Even in the hospital, the midwives can only help you so far because they can't feel what you're feeling. So they can only see, and they told me that it looked okay what I was doing. But when I got home, it was clear that it wasn't, and it was very, very painful. So I think that pain, and then obviously your baby's crying and you're getting a bit flustered because it's so sore. It was those first few days were very, very hard.
Yeah, they are hard. With my first one, I remember I did do some reading about I always wonder if I say this word right, but the colostrum that comes out first of all, you know, like the really kind of thick liquid that kind of comes out of your nipples first of all. So I read about that and I was like, right, okay, that's what I'm kind of aiming for here. But I remember with my first one, I was trying to express a bit of milk into, what do you call it? So basically my little one was in intensive care for a week. So I had to pull it into, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like when you have medicine, you give your baby's medicine.
Oh, the mini syringe things.
That's the word I'm looking for. That's it. So you can imagine I was trying to get this bit of colostrum into these syringes, and I was just sitting on my hospital bed going, what is this? I can't do this. This is just, what am I doing? Oh, hello. Hello, little one. Hi.
You just wanted to say hello.
Hello. Nice to hear you. And basically, I was sitting there trying to put this colostrum into from my nipple into this syringe. And I was just thinking, how was it? I just don't even understand how this is going to feed my baby. You know, it was like two tiny drops. But actually, when a baby's first born, that's all they need, isn't it? They just need those few little drops to begin with, and that is enough. But sometimes as mums, we think we have to have this whole host of milk coming out, or actually that's not necessarily the case to begin with.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I actually Googled how small babies' stomachs are when they're first born, and it's so tiny. But I think because not a lot of my friends did breastfeed, so when they're telling me, oh, you know, they had 4 ounces, and I'm like, oh, my, oh. I don't know how much they're having. I don't. You just don't know. You just sort of go in with whatever your body is providing, and it is tough.
Exactly. Those drops, you can't see it.
Yeah, you've got no clue unless you're expressing constantly. But yeah, those few drops. I was hand expressing at first, and that was just a nightmare. Trying to hand express. Yeah.
Oh no! It was that because I think what it is it just at the time, it doesn't feel right, does it? Because you don't really know what you're doing. You're just hoping for the best, and you sometimes you'll just sit there and be like, what am I actually doing? Like, is this working? I really don't know.
Yeah, it's so confusing, especially that first time. It's completely different story this time around, but that first time I was just and you feel on your own, you know, because even your boyfriend, he doesn't have a clue, so he's looking at me and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if this is right.
Did you, so with your first one then, so it was tough at first,
yeah,
and then how did it go on from there? Did you end up breastfeeding okay? What was the rest of the breastfeeding journey like?
Yeah, so after I bought the shields and my nipples managed to heal, I actually lost a chunk out of one of my nipples, which was incredibly painful. So I used creams and the shields, and that got me on the right track. And then I actually sought some advice from a team, like a volunteers team, and the lady actually came round to my house. She was so lovely, and sat with me for an hour, and just, you know, every time I fed, she was like, right, okay, this is where you're going wrong, or this is what we need to do, and she'd show me different positions to help get baby in the right position, because obviously they're so tiny, you can't just, you know, plonk them on, it's a lot harder, and they're still learning as well. But then after that, it was just plain sailing, and I managed to breastfeed until Isla was just over one. So our journey started off rocky, but after that, it was just a dream.
Oh, that's amazing. Like, that's so nice to hear, isn't it? That I think it's so easy at the beginning to get put off because it can be quite difficult. But actually, it's nice to hear that it might be a bit tricky at first, but with some help, you know, with some good advice, with some good products to help with, you know, how your breasts are working with breastfeeding, it's quite nice to know actually you can have success at it. It doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you just can't do it. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of work.
Yeah, definitely. And what the hardest bit is when you have a bad night, you feel like, oh, I can't do this. But on it, like, if you persevere with it and you just get past those little rocky, especially the cluster feeding days, they're the hardest. When they're just constantly, you feel like you can't even get up for a drink. But then it's nice. It's been, well, for me, it's been the best journey ever. So I've loved doing it both times.
What was the second breastfeeding journey like? Because I know you mentioned that it was a little bit easier than the first time. And I guess, you know, experience helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, because obviously with Isla, you just don't know what to expect. Whereas this time I knew what was coming. I had the creams at the ready. Everything was, I had shields just in case. My nipples did the same thing. But we still had a bit of a sore patch maybe for like 7 days. Just where she was just learning to get hold of my nipple properly. But she took to it really well. I didn't need to use shields. I still ended up a bit cracked, but like I say, it didn't last long. My milk came in so much faster as well, maybe 3 days, I think. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. I was preparing for 7 days of hell of trying to get cold. But no, it was it really surprised me.
And I think it just goes to show that no two breastfeeding journeys are the same, are they? Like, you know, you're the same mum but with two different babies, and both of them, you know, reacted slightly differently to breastfeeding. And I always find that so interesting because, you know, you can do as much research as you like, but until you're actually doing it, sometimes you just don't know how it's going to pan out, do you?
No, it's so unpredictable. Like, every single baby is completely different. You could be dealing with tongue tie, and sometimes it's missed, and then, you know, it's one of those things. I'm lucky that both mine didn't have that. But, yeah, you've got so much to contend with. And then, obviously, these tiny people are just, they don't really know what they're doing either. So I think I take a bit of comfort in that, as we're both just learning together.
exactly, that's that, you're learning, the baby's learning. I feel like there's so much expectation sometimes that, you know, I have to breastfeed, it has to be done this way. Or actually, give yourself a bit of a break. Like, this is a whole new experience. It's something you've never done before if you're a first mum, you know, and it's just it's your body, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of time for you to get to know what you're doing and to kind of listen to your body as well. It's a whole new experience.
Yeah, your body is it honestly amazes me, like how full your boobs go, and like I can tell which boob I've fed off, and it's honestly, it's nuts. And I think the first time that your milk sort of squirts out is like a massive surprise. You almost feel like a bit weird, you know, because it's uncontrollable. When it starts, it just keeps going. And it did make my partner laugh when he saw it for the first time.
It is funny. I remember with my first one, because I couldn't breastfeed because he was poorly. I remember standing in my nightstuff, I think it was like pyjamas or whatever, on the hospital bed, kind of packing things away. And I felt like these drops, and I was like, well, the roof isn't leaking. I was a bit like, what, where's this coming from? And then I realised it was just like, it was just coming from my nipples and my, I think I was wearing like a nightie or something. And they were just these massive wet patches. And it was such a weird feeling, because I had struggled for a few days wondering if I was actually going to get any milk. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it's because I was packing his clothes away. You know, sometimes they say if you have something close to you that belongs to your baby, it can help bring the milk out.
I think that's so amazing.
So I don't know if that was what happened, but it literally just, I was really quite shocked, and then realised, okay, so I do have milk there. I just need to get it out at the right time.
I mean, that, like when the lady that came to see me, the volunteer lady, she said, try and understand your boobs, try and, you know, hand express. And once you understand how your baby's got to do it, then it helps you as well, you know, sort of understand it a bit more. Hand expressing was just so crazy. Like, you're looking down and it's just coming out. It was. But I mean, it is horrible at the first, where you feel like, you know, you're questioning yourself, are they getting enough milk? Have I even got any milk? You know, especially if they've been on you constant and then they still seem to want more. It's quite tough. It is tough, though.
Yeah. And you've mentioned hand expressing. What, just for like new mums who are listening or mums to be, what do you mean by hand expressing?
So if you you squeeze not the actual smaller bit of the nipple, around the outside, I always forget what it's called. Something like that.
Yeah, that bit. Yeah. The areola, that bit. Yeah, we all know. Yeah,
everyone will understand what I mean. If you put a lot of that in between your hand and you just squeeze, it'll start to come out at the end. And if you keep doing it, you'll pick up a steady flow. But I literally did that just to sort of understand it in my own mind before putting my babies on, if that makes sense. It's all a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, because that's what it is. It's just, it's kind of testing it to work out how your breasts feel. And, you know, we've never had milk coming out of our breasts before. So it is a new experience. And that's what that's a good thing to do, isn't it? Is to have a feel around and kind of just see how it feels and see what happens. Because no one else can kind of do that for you as such. It's, you have to learn how you feel, you know?
Yeah. Definitely, you've got to sort of know your own boobs, and it sounds crazy saying that because they're just boobs, but they create all this milk and they do these weird things. And if babies cry in public, my boobs leak, which is crazy because they're not my babies, but someone's baby's crying and my boobs are going mental in my top.
That is so funny. It's amazing, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Hormones and how everything works. So by the sounds of it, you had a slightly difficult beginning when it came to breastfeeding, but actually both when your little ones arrived, both journeys were actually quite good, and you ended up breastfeeding for quite some time.
Yeah, so I did a year with Isla, and I'm hoping to get the same with Hallie, but they're both completely different in the way that they feed, which sounds crazy, but Isla was a little and often baby, so she was constantly on me, but her feeds were only sort of sometimes minutes, whereas Hallie will stay on there for ages. So they are very, very different journeys.
So what would be your kind of top tips for the new mums that are listening who are struggling a little bit, or mums that are about to have a baby and are slightly worried about breastfeeding? What would be your top tips for them?
I would say I didn't actually learn this straight away. It took me a few months, but the more that your baby is on you, so that skin to skin and around your boob and your nipple area, it's stimulating your milk all the time. Which obviously sounds crazy, and like some people will be like, no, surely not. But honestly, the more that your baby's even fussing, even if you feel like there's no milk in there, just keep offering, keep putting it on. That'll help with supply 100%. And also, bottles of water. You are so thirsty when you're breastfeeding. So especially in the cluster feeding days, I was getting like the big 2-litre bottles and just having them everywhere. Around the house, there was one upstairs, there was one down in the bathroom, there was bottles of water everywhere, and snacks as well. You've just got to keep your food up, keep your water up, and just keep offering it. That honestly, they're my best tips.
And how is it now, because you've got a toddler running around and you're obviously breastfeeding as well, how are you managing to handle that situation? Because there's a lot going on, isn't there? Like, so are you breastfeeding, or are you expressing at times, how's that working for you right now?
So it's a bit chaotic, I won't lie. If I'm feeding, Isla wants my attention as well, I have to kind of share it. So I will sit on the floor and do a jigsaw. But I remember trying with Isla to express and give her a bottle, and she just wouldn't have it at all. And obviously, this time around, Sam went straight back to work with all the COVID situation. So he went straight back to work. So I wasn't going to express for him to have to get up in the night. So we just had a deal where he would only get up if I needed help, you know, or something went wrong, or we had a poo explosion, or yeah, something like that, or Isla woke up, then he would get up and he would help me. So I don't actually express for bottles, but I do express for things like I make mumpsicles, and
interesting.
So, and I cook with my milk as well when they start weaning, so anything that I express I freeze and keep for a later date. So yeah, it is tough breastfeeding with you know, someone tiny and a toddler in tow. It's crazy.
MAM products are unique in function and design, developed to support parents on their exciting new journey. From manual to electric pumps, single and double, storage pots and more. Join MAM's Baby Club for tips, advice and special offers at mambaby.com. That's mambaby.com. It's amazing how much multitasking you actually have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's full on. I mean, if you can put them in a sling and put them on your boob, then you can pretty much do anything at the same time. So it is, get yourself a good baby sling. That is another one of my tips, definitely. Yeah.
And I love the fact that, like, you use your milk for other things, like freezing it and putting it in meals. I think that's a great... I feel like sometimes people are scared of doing things like that, or a bit like, can I really do that? You know, is that a good idea? But I love that you do it, and it obviously works for you.
Yeah, I don't know really why I started doing it. I just thought, especially with Isla's journey, she's a bit behind. We've not got there yet. I used to like make my own purees, and I would put my milk in it, you know, so it was a bit of a familiar taste.
Yeah.
And she just loved it when I did it with Viola. So, and then this time around, Hallie's teething quite bad, so I make mum's calls and use my pumps and get all my milk and then freeze it, and then there you go, there's a teething remedy there. It can be used for all sorts. I put it on rashes, I've had baths in it. It is amazing.
I love that. And so when you express, how long do you, how does that work? So because you're breastfeeding as well, when you express, does that change anything for you? Or do you just do it when your boobs feel full and maybe your little one isn't hungry? How do you kind of manage that, not timetable, but how does that work for you?
So I tend to, if I'm going to either use, you know, like a milk collector while she's feeding, that's always a good one. Or if she's asleep and she's already had a feed, I'll put the pump on and just collect whatever I can at the end. There is times where she's slept through and not wanted a feed, and at that time I'm like, oh, I need to quickly get this out, because obviously you don't want supply to drop. But there is times where I've pumped and thought, oh no, I'm so engorged a few hours later because my boobs have gone into like milk making overdrive. So it is just going with the flow and seeing how you can sort of fit it in around everything. Isla thought it was amazing when I put a pump on the other day and started pumping. She was just like, whoa.
Yeah. And she was like, hold it a second, that's mine. Like, what are you doing?
She that actually belongs to me. I gave Hallie a mumsicle and Isla asked for one. So they both had one together. And she either ate both of them in the end, because Hallie could only have it for a little bit because of it being so cold. So she ate both of them.
That is so cute. I absolutely love it. So is there anything that you had wish that you'd known about breastfeeding before your little ones came along? Because it does sound, to be honest, I feel like you sound like you're doing an amazing job. Like, it does sound really, really positive. But is there anything you'd wish you'd known beforehand?
It's very full on. And obviously, I guess you don't really think about that, or no one really talks about that side of it. Obviously, you don't really get a break, if that makes sense. You're constantly a milk machine. You are, you know, how they're fed. And if your baby won't take a bottle, which is 9 times out of 10 with a breastfed baby, then it's only you that can do it. So for like the first 6 months or whatever, you are that, you are the main event. You are, have to be with that baby all the time. It's hard to just get 5 minutes. So it can be, and it can be quite lonely as well, especially when you know, at the beginning, I wasn't really ready to leave the house knowing that she would feed every half an hour. Especially if you haven't breastfed in public, it's a bit of a sort of, at first it's a new thing. I mean, now I just get my boob out wherever, it's not even a big deal.
Yeah,
but at first, yeah, it's different.
I was going to ask you, what's your opinion on breastfeeding in public? Because I do feel like everyone kind of has an opinion. And for me personally, I'm just like, do what you want. Like, I don't have, you know, even before I was a mum, I literally just had no issues with it. Your baby's hungry, you need to feed them. And that's kind of the way it is. But then when you suddenly have a baby and they are hungry, it can feel like a lot of pressure to kind of get your breast out and feed them, because you do start thinking, what is everyone looking, or what's happening? But actually, like I said, in my opinion, it, you know, you should be able to just crack on and do it. But what's your opinion, and how was that for you?
I personally was the same as you. I love it, you know. I'll still be like, oh, how cute is that baby, even feedings. It doesn't faze me, it's just a boob. I think that's my take on it. And but at first, when it's yourself, you think, oh, is everyone looking at me? And I have actually had a few bad comments being out in public, which to a new mum is quite daunting. And I think, but now it's my second time around, if anyone even dared to question me, I would probably say, you know, is there a problem? But the first time, it's definitely not nice, especially if you get a comment like that. It makes you feel really, you know, like you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. It's not nice, not a nice feeling.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, because, and I feel like, you know, now so many more people are open to it. You know, social media has brought a lot of attention to it, which I think is great. And a lot of places are kind of safe spaces for you to breastfeed. And I just think it's a shame that some people feel the need to make comments like that. Because I kind of feel like saying, well, no, you get out. Like, my baby's hungry.
Yeah.
You know, that he can't feed himself. You can. So you leave.
Yeah, yeah. It's bonkers. I mean, obviously, I think when you see it like we see it, when someone questions it or says what, it's a bit like, what? You're weird for thinking that way, you know? To me, it's like a normal thing.
I mean, but it can take a while, can't it, to build up your confidence.
At first you'll try covers and, you know, you're trying to sort of hide as much as you can. I just learned which clothes were best to wear, you know. Vests and stuff weren't the best thing because the whole boob was out, whereas I've got like a few t-shirts that have got zips in the side. I've got a few dresses that have got zips in the side, so you can get around it, and it's then not as revealing, and you feel a bit better in yourself as well when you're not as exposed, for me anyway.
And also starting off small is how I call it. So you could just be at a park, on a park bench. You don't necessarily have to go full on in public in a coffee shop if it's something you're new to, and if you do feel nervous, you don't have to feel pressured to suddenly being in the middle of a shopping centre. You know, go to your local parks and, you know, feel a little bit more just by yourself, just while you get used to it. You know, it can be quite tricky holding a baby and trying to unzip things and unbutton things. It's a lot to, our hands are not used to doing so much at one time. You know, it can be a lot. So a little bit of practice, you know, small steps at first, and eventually I think your confidence builds, doesn't it? And that's just generally as a parent, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going, you know, like walking back to my car to feed in the car, and now I look back and I'm like, why did I even do that? Like, just do it. But at first it's like, no, I need to go back to the car, I'll do it in the car. And but once you've built up that confidence, you know, you'll happily sit in the coffee shop and you'll do it, and it's not even, you don't even think twice about it. But it is hard, especially if you've got you know, like a certain clothes on, you've got to sort of mess around a little bit to try and, outfit is definitely key as well.
yeah, I agree. And I know you mentioned earlier that your partner went back to work, so he wasn't necessarily around in the day to help you with, I guess, if you were out in public and or needed to feed the baby and things like that. So you was kind of doing a lot of that by yourself, is that right?
Yeah, so he went back after 4 days. So it was pretty much, that's it, thrown in at the deep end with two as well. Because it's not just, you know, having to get out and feed, it's that I've got to watch what Isla's doing as well. I mean, there's not much open at present, but obviously going to a park or, you know, on a walk, we have to sit on a bench, and Isla will quite happily sit there and watch, and she's watching baby have a milk because she's happy. So, and I do bribe with snacks.
I bribe my little ones with snacks all the time. Sometimes it's like an easier life.
It's just the only way sometimes. You just got to. Here's some milky buttons, here's some fruit, you know.
So how was it with your partner going back to work so quickly afterwards? How was it for him? Did he feel like was there anything that he could do to help with feeding the baby? Or, you know, so many dads kind of feel a little bit useless sometimes, don't they? And how did that pan out for you guys?
So we tried to sort of get around that by letting him do different things, you know, that was like his time. So with Isla, Sam's thing was the bath. He was in the bath. So he bathed Isla, and that was his thing. And I just sort of watched or was, you know, nearby taking memory pictures or whatever. But he's always been very good at burping, which I am rubbish at burping. So sometimes I'll feed and pass them over. Not so much now, she doesn't need as much burping, but at the beginning, they still need burping even though they're breastfed. So I was passing them over and I was going to get a drink or having a wee, and he'd burp and deal with the sick, which was quite nice.
Yeah, I used, like, thinking about it now, I used to hate burping the babies as well. Like, my husband took control of the burping. I don't know if it was like, because I didn't breastfeed with my first one. So I don't know if it was like, right, you know, I've done the feed, you just do everything else. I don't know if that's how it how it was, or if he was genuinely better. Like, if he was, I'll never tell him.
No, keep that one quiet.
Yeah, I'll be like, no, I just need some help. And actually in my head I'm like, yeah, I just can't do that. Like, you're much better at getting that burp out. It can be a bit tricky sometimes, I think, you know, burping. It sounds like it should be easy, but I found that quite tricky.
Yeah, I don't know whether I was just not, you know, obviously there's the little taps or the circular rubs, you know, I just wasn't doing it with enough. My midwife actually said that she's not made of glass and you can do it a bit harder and it will come up. But I just couldn't do it. So I just used to pass her over. Yeah, baby, you do it for me.
It's quite nice that you had that support, though. And like you said, there are other things that dads can do to build up that connection. And even like you said earlier, I know you didn't necessarily do it in your case, but you can express milk. And, you know, if that's a situation that works for you, then you can have a bottle of breast milk ready for your partner, can't you? So you can split the feeding at times if you needed to.
Yeah, I mean, we did attempt the bottles, and it would have to be Sam giving it to them, because if I even attempted to give Isla a bottle, she'd look at me like, I'm not having that, because I'm here. So I had to sort of like keep leaving the room, you know, and just let Sam take over, and that was sort of his time to shine as well. But yeah, definitely, it's a massive load off if you can express, you know, a good bottle's worth and let Dad have a go. But yeah, we just do it a little bit differently, but I still express, and I'm hoping to sort of maybe introduce a bottle to Hallie maybe in the next few months, just to see if she'll take one from Sam. It just helps take the pressure off, especially when they start going to nursery and things like that. You know, I can't be there in the day, so that we need another option.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, won't it? I wonder if she'll just be fine and actually really surprise you. Or if it will be like, no, hold on, like you said before, no, what is that? That's not my milk. Like, what's going on, mummy?
It's weird how they just know it's not the same, you know, and they look at you as if to say, what have you just tried to give me? I'm not happy now. Yeah.
So when it comes to breastfeeding, I feel like, you know, there's so many elements to it, and there's so much going on. Whether you're new or whether you're on your second, third or fourth baby. So if you had to give a new mum a really, you know, one significant piece of advice on breastfeeding, what would it be?
I would have to say, don't listen to anybody else. And that's literally so different to, you know, here's my tips. But what I mean is, go with your gut, you know. Don't, if someone says, are they getting enough? Are they, you know, just blank it out. You're doing amazing, even, you know, giving it a whirl is not the easiest thing to do. It doesn't just come naturally to everyone, and it needs to be worked at, and both of you are learning together, so trust that and go with it. That was what I would say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And I'd also say from my experience, because I really struggled with Cameo to kind of get my head around the whole breastfeeding thing. I felt like it just wasn't working for me. And I wish I had taken on more help at the time, because there are, whether you're in hospital or whether you're at home, there are people that can help you. So, you know, whether that's your midwife or your doctors or nurses while you're in hospital, there's people that can come around and help you and show you. Or like you said, you had someone come round and actually show you how to position the baby, didn't you? And how to help the baby to latch on. And there is help available. So don't feel like you just have to sit at home and struggle. You can ask for help. There's things that can help you through the process of breastfeeding.
Yeah, there's so many resources. I would say, please, if you need to reach out to somebody, reach out. You know, if you're too scared to reach out, there's YouTube videos. YouTube is amazing for resources on there. There is a million videos. I also open up my DMs to everyone that needs help. So I've sat on video calls on Instagram with a few mums that needed help. And I always open that up to everyone. If anyone needs, it doesn't matter what time. I've spoke to someone at 3 o'clock in the morning before, you know, on a voice note and said, no, it's fine, you're doing fine. And I like that, being there for other people. If I can help someone else have a smooth journey after a rocky start like I did, then I'm happy.
Yeah, that's amazing. And there are resources out there, like you said, whether that's social media. Emma's Diary has a host of information on breastfeeding, you know, and just take a little bit of time. Don't feel kind of embarrassed that you haven't managed to do what you wanted to do, because a lot of women do struggle. It's not necessarily something that you just click your fingers and it happens. So never feel like you can't ask for help, because, you know, everyone wants you to succeed and everyone will be there to help you. So never be afraid to ask for that. And like you said, you can find it in, you can find so many other women who have gone through the same process with breastfeeding, that there will definitely be someone that you can relate to.
Oh, there's honestly, I've met so many mums just through talking. And I know at the minute there's a million Zoom calls everywhere with help for everyone. But I think for me, especially when I was reaching out, it's a bit of embarrassment because, you know, you feel like you don't know what you're doing. But it's not embarrassing because you've never done it before. So you shouldn't be embarrassed, because why would you know what to do? It doesn't just come naturally. You've got to just learn and pick up what is best for you. And if breastfeeding isn't best for you, then that's, you know, that's okay as well. It needs to be definitely talked about a bit more. So the support always needs to be there for everyone.
Exactly. And that is totally okay to mix and match, whether you're fully breastfeeding, whether you're breastfeeding and expressing and using bottles, whatever works for you, works for you. And you'll find that magic kind of scenario that works for you, I think, because everyone does, don't they? Everyone gets to a point where you're like, okay, it's working, we're good for now.
Yeah, you sort of get into the swing of it, and then a few months down the line, something will happen, they'll teave, and then you've thrown up back in the air again. But it does come back down, and it is, yeah, I think it's been the best experience for me ever. I will miss it, definitely, when I've done with all my babies.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for coming on, Hebe, and talking to us. I do feel like what's been really lovely about this chat is that it's given us a bit of positivity, like that, yeah, it can be a struggle, but actually, you can get through it, and there are ways and means of getting through it, and I hope anyone listening realizes that there is light at the end of the breastfeeding tunnel.
Yeah, if there is, those when you sat there alone at 3 o'clock and you feel like you can't do it anymore, just honestly push through it, and you honestly, it's the best thing ever. I promise you will get through it.
And good luck with moving on to bottles in a few weeks time. I hope it goes well for you. I'm sure it will, but you know, I hope it goes well for you. And so, Hebe, before you go, where can we find you online?
So Instagram is my main one. That's at Hebe Axon. I've got a million IGTVs on there with breastfeeding and all sorts of other things. I'm also on TikTok as well, just making I feel out of myself on a daily basis.
Oh, thank you so much, Hebe. It's been an absolute pleasure listening to your breastfeeding stories.
It's been lovely to speak to you. Thank you for having me.
I will speak to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast is sponsored by MAM, the breastfeeding experts. Join MAM's Baby Club for tips, advice and special offers at mambaby.com. That's mambaby.com.